I don't know how much. Typical AFT NEA battle, AFT was outgunned at least 2-1 and probably more. And we had 750 members. The association had at that time about 1,400 or so, they claimed. But we had done voter assessments, and we knew that the majority of their members were likely to vote for us. I was surprised at how effective the NEA campaign was. That was my first experience with how effective playing on people's fear and prejudice can be in an election. But in the end, we beat them 1,079 to 898, which means we pulled over 250 of their members. So that first year, we didn't do much. We won in May. Contract or the budget had to be set in August. We got made some minor gains, but as soon as we signed that deal, which wasn't anything to remark on, I called my executive board together and said, we're going to take a strike vote in May of 1980. And it'll be at a meeting where we're going to have at least 1,000 and hopefully 2,000 teachers present in one room. Mm-hmm. And we're going to work from now till that day to get that done. There'd never been a strike, teacher strike, in Corpus Christi. There'd been one in Texas, lasted one day. And in truth, I did not plan on having the strike.
No, of course not.
We worked hard all that year. We had committees of all sorts, committees to, leading up to the thing to get organized so that on the night that it occurred, we had people with flashlights directing people to parking places. We had people assigned to doors to hand out material. We had people assigned to microphones to speak. We had everything, just had Nat McCour come in from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And in those days, inflation was running in double digits. So the numbers sound unbelievable today. But we had put on the table a request for a 20% pay raise. Now, I told the executive board, we aren't going to get 20%. We're going to get 15. And when we get to 15, we settle, but we're asking for 20. The administration was offering 5. So which didn't bother us. We had the meeting, and sure enough, I don't know how many of there. I've got a picture of that meeting somewhere, but I don't see it here. But it was packed. 1,500 maybe out of the 2,100 teachers in Corpus Christi were there.
Wow.
And we had it all orchestrated so that first our bargaining team guy got up and expressed his frustration. They won't even listen to us. They laugh at us. Nat LaCour gave a barn burner of a stump speech. He sat down and said, you got your strike vote. And then we had planned on Cora Beth Johnson, who's this Miss... Little Miss Dove, if you ever read that short story. This is Cora Beth, hair back in a bun. Miss Teacher, to get up and say, I've been teaching for 30 years, and I would never have dreamed I would do this, but I move that if they don't give us what we ask for, we go on strike. And then the whole place is erupting. And then I had arranged for someone to second it, and after I let some people speak, then I gave this nice conciliatory speech in which I said, give me one more chance to go back and let the administration have another chance. I think it behooves us all to give them one more shot. So that passed. And then the next day we went to the table and they increased their offer to 15%. And then I went to the executive board and they said, no, we're not selling for 15%. So I got mad at that point.
Yeah.
And I had them take a faculty roster. And so this cannot appear because what we're doing is illegal. We're in a conspiracy to violate the law here. You're to go and get all our building reps are to get every person in their building to sign their initials next to one of these three columns. So I accept the board's offer of 15%. I reject the board's offer of 15% and I will vote to strike and support the strike. I reject the board's offer. I will not vote to strike, but I will support the strike. Those are the three columns. You can't have anything else. And they took them around, and it came back like a politician's nightmare. It was like 55-45. But the dynamics were such that the administration only heard from their stooges, and what their stooges saw were all these signatures, these initials next to the "I will vote to strike" column. Mm-hmm. So then we went in the next day to the administration, and they went from 15% to 15.5%. And that gave me enough that I went to the board and said, if you don't accept this, you got to get a new president, because I quit. So we got 15.5% that year. That was a big, I think that's the 3 years that I was president before Linda took over, we got 17.5% pay raises. Hmm. Without a strike.
Right. That's huge then.
Oh yeah, well, in those days, inflation was running 10 to 11%. It made a lot of gains. I mean, we made a lot of progress, but I just noticed it's 12:30.
Yeah, we're running about over 2 hours so far.
Well, how are we doing? You want to go to lunch sometime? You like